talking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with KC on Radio Sega.
This week's show is hosted by a very, very sick host. So please send me your requests. And, you know, don't be surprised if I die. Ooh.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
That's all I have to say this week. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show. It's me, very, very sick KC. Or, as New Mutants said before, K-Sick. What a bad joke. Welcome to the show. This is Epic 80 from Black Panther 2 Yakuza Chapter Ashura. Still not sure about that title. We'll need to check it out soon. But yeah, welcome to the show. This is the part of your Radio Sega Live Week where I, you know, spread my germs across the airwaves and everyone gets sick as well. I'm very happy to be here. Not really, I'd rather be in bed, but you know, the show must go on and all that jazz. So I'm here to brighten up your day and maybe in the process, maybe brighten up my day as well. Maybe I'll feel better after this. Especially since this is an off-topic show, so no theme this week. No regular format of the show. So your requests make today's show. And so that's why... Jamie says, is this the week where we hear you dying? Probably. Unless I die during a music break. In that case, you won't hear me die. But you'll know because I won't be back for the usual talk breaks. And so my talk break will just be like this. Yeah. And you know, well, where's KC? He's dead. RIP. So yeah, your requests make tonight's show. So let me know if you have any Sega songs or remixes you want to hear during the show. So send me a private message or a DM on Discord, which reminds me, join us on Discord, join us, radiose.ga/discord with your requests, or if you're more of a Twitter person, at Radio Sega, use the hashtag RSManicMonday, or don't, just at Radio Sega, and let me know which Sega tracks you'd like me to play during the show. We have lots of room for requests. Not many of you have sent me anything, and as you know, if you don't send me requests, I will play just basically Yakuza and Miku, so not really, I have other stuff I like and I will play it eventually, but please send me your requests. Tracks that you've been listening to on Radio Sega, perhaps. Maybe tracks you've been requesting on Radio Sega. Who knows? I might look at the top 40, the usual top 40, or the last few weeks top 40, and see if I can play a few regulars from there. Who knows? Let me know what you want me to play, and I'll play it. But also, let me know what you do and which games you play when you're sick. I don't think this is the first time I've asked this question, but is there like a feel-good game for you? Like a game that makes you feel better no matter what? Is there a game that you resort to when you're feeling really, really bad? Maybe if it's not, even if it's not a physical illness, if you're just feeling depressed or feeling sad, is there a game that makes you feel better and, you know, that just cheers you up? Let me know! And send me your requests, or not requests, your answers via DM as well, because I want to share them on air to everyone who's listening in on the show, either live or via the podcast. Okay, so let me know, send me a DM. Consider this the return of a tradition of old, the question of the week, remember that? From RS Top 40 Days. Consider that a question of the week, and let me know which games make you feel better. Let me just tell you that we started the show with Pursuing My True Self from Persona 4 Dancing All Night. That was the first track we played. Then we had Rip Release, or Rip Equals Release, not sure, from Minato, and from Hatsune Miku Project Diva, and by Minato featuring Megurine Luka. Nice Luka track there to start us off as well. And the last one was Epic 80 from Black Panther 2, a Skank Funk, aka Hideki Naganuma track. That's something that cheers me up as well. Hideki Naganuma tracks. It's always nice to hear a Hideki Naganuma track. Anyway, that's it. So join us on Discord. Don't forget, we have lots of people there. We have old regulars like New Mugen coming back, you know, slowly but surely. So even Shedded is here as well. So, you know, just join us there and share the germs and your illness and my illness. Let's all get sick together. Isn't that a pretty image? Maybe not. Anyway, there's something else I'd like to share with you guys, and that's in the form of torture. A torture I like to call... Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Yeah, so there's always time for Say My Name, even when I'm not feeling well. You know, because I actually feel better when I can make you guys feel bad. That's why I'm here with another edition of Say My Name, and it's good that you guys are ready, because, you know, I'm not feeling well, and so I'm gonna punish you guys for that. This week's edition of Say My Name is hard. Or is it? Maybe I'm just saying that because, you know, I want to taunt you or something. So, let's see what happens. Say My Name, by the way, for those listening in for the first time, Say My Name is a game we play each week on the Manic Monday show. And each week I pick something related to Sega and give you four clues to the identity of that thing. So this week we have yet another Sega character. We have lots of Sega characters, so let's just use Sega characters for a little while. And so this week we have a Sega character. I will give you four different clues throughout the show to the identity of this Sega character. However, you need to guess it as quickly as possible. So if you guess it correctly, after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points, 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third, and only 5 points after the fourth and final clue. So that means you need to be, you know, fast, and also Google hard as well for that. However, you only get one guess per clue. So that means you also need to be careful. Don't waste your guess, otherwise you'll have to wait until the next clue and you'll lose 5 points just for, you know, being rash and not, you know, waiting for the correct moment and Googling harder. Because that's what you do, right? You all Google. You have zero sex education. You guys suck. I'm kidding. Anyway, so that's how it works. Get ready. It's time for clue number one. And clue number one this week is... has green eyes and brown hair. Has green eyes and brown hair. Okay, so that's your clue to start you off in this week's Say My Name edition. For 20 points, has green eyes and brown hair. How can you take part? Send me a direct message on Discord. That's the only way you can take part in Say My Name. So join us on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord, and send me a direct message over there with your guess. Maybe you'll get 20 points. Who knows? I don't think so, but maybe, you know, stranger things have happened before. So yeah, let's just give it some time and see what happens. For now, let's play some music. You guys requested some tracks, so let's start with a request by Shedded, our sweet soul brother, and he requested a classic, a Radio Sega classic, from Sega Rally Championship, the Saturn version. This is My Dear Friend Rally.
You know what? Radio Sega. Listening to the Manic
Monday
Show with Casey.
Yeah, me too. But actually, I'd like to lay down and not die, but just, you know, get a little sleep. But that's all I've been doing lately, so maybe I should just get sky high. Don't do drugs, kids, by the way. I cannot stress this enough. As with other racing-related tracks we have, or tracks from racing games we have on Radio Sega, please don't do drugs. Actually, I should queue up that one other track that talks about liquid energy. Yeah, and being so high. Yeah, not good. I'm gonna queue up that one for later. But yeah, we just played Sky High from Daytona USA, the Saturn version, requested by II1980. Before that, we had an odd track, when you consider the other two, Asia Revolution from Valkyrie Revolution, probably the main theme of the game. Why? Because I had to play something from that game, because it's been announced today that Valkyrie Revolution launches in the Americas on June 27th. Yeah, my only problem with that sentence is in the Americas, but because as per usual, we don't get any news on a European launch. For some reason, you could have said in the Americas, and then we could have had a Sega of Europe tweet saying, yeah, we'll have the game too eventually, don't worry. We know we'll have the game, but the edition, the special edition that's been announced for the Americas is the Venergand edition. Yes, it includes a Venergand metal pin, the soundtrack CD with 12 songs, and the game. So Sega finally realizing that they can cash in on special editions of games, which is great. So why not announce the European version of that special edition? Yeah, I know, Jamie. EU launches will be announced by Deep Silver. Yeah, but it's a Sega game. It's a Sega developed game. So, you know, Sega can still promote it, you know? So, and they will, eventually, I know they will promote the launch of the game because it's a Sega-developed game, but it's just, you know, just kind of sucks that we don't get the news at the same time as the Americas. But, you know, the game will probably be released here at around the same time or something, so I'm not really pissed. I'm just ill, so bear with me. Yeah, so that's why I played Asia Revolution, and before that we had My Dear Friend Rally from Sega Rally Championship, the Saturn version, requested by Shadid, as I had said before. On the Say My Name front, not many people have sent me their guesses. I'm sure they're all Googling very quietly, but the few that have sent me I guess, bury me please, have failed miserably, as you do. So let's see what happens in the next music break. Let's see, so we have more requests, so I'm not really in a talking mood today, although I've been babbling for quite some time now, but let's play some music, shall we? Let's play one of my requests, one of my tracks, and then we'll have two other requests. We have a request by Jamie and a request by Rexy, so that's some nice variety here. But let's start with a Virtua Fighter track. Yes, an arcade track, or a track from the arcade version. This is Kage, the Range version. Enjoy.
Some blast processing to your day. This is Radio Sega.
Monday Show with Casey.
Echo on into next Sunday.
basic number. Ooh. This is actually quite interesting. Yeah, this is not a track I'd usually play for myself on the show, but it's actually quite interesting. I think I missed out on this. Yeah, a request by Rexy, by the way, from the Soundwaves album. So, you know, it's always good to have some echo on the show, especially since echo on... echo... I'm so tired. Echo on Into Next Sunday is part of the lyrics to the show theme. So, you know, it's always nice to have some echo and also some Sonic eventually. We'll play some Sonic. I promise, maybe not, but yeah, so yeah, Rex says, it's a shame a lot of my favorites on Soundwaves are brutal and heavy, which would probably cause KC to die. I don't mind, not to die in part, but the heavy and brutal songs, you know, I need something to wake me up, so feel free to request another one if you want. There's still room for requests, by the way, if you want to request more songs, even if you have already sent me some requests, there's still lots of room. And you know, if you don't send me your requests, I will play my own, and who knows what I'll do in the state I'm in. I don't even know what I'll do. So yeah, we played that. Before that we had Go Heady Go from Dynamite Heady, the 16-bit version requested by Jamie, and Kage, the arranged version from Virtua Fighter Arcade version. Wake me up! Wake me up inside! Save me! No, Trini, no, don't do that. II1980 says, hey, KC, if you want to end the show a bit early, feel free, we will understand. Thank you, but, you know, I'm not sure if I'm able to because of Say My Name. You know, I consider that, but there's a certain timing involved in Say My Name, and I'm not sure if I can have the show ending early because of that. I'll maybe a bit earlier than usual, a few minutes, but not much. We'll see. So, peeps, that's what we just played. That's great, some great music. Thank you for your requests and great music. And now it's time for Torture Part 2.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Torture Part 2. A little less torture. Because, you know, clue number 2 usually makes things a bit more easy. But easier is not always, you know, what happens with clue number 2. Let's see this week. So, clue number 1 was has green eyes and brown hair. Clue number 2 is has a sister called Margaret. So, has green eyes and brown hair. Clue number 2 has a sister called Margaret. So if you know who this week's Sega character is, send me a private message or a direct message on Discord with your guess. You're now playing for 15 points. No one got it with the first clue. How is that possible? So easy. Keep sending me your answers always also to the question that I asked today. So which games cheer you up when you're ill? Or not physically ill, but, you know, just sad or depressed. So which games make you feel better or cheer you up? You know, games that you always return to when you need some cheering up. Or just games that, you know, make you feel all cozy and warm inside and all fuzzy inside, okay? So even if they're not Sega games, you can share. I just realized something that recent, all things considered, update of Discord, I can now check my mentions. So if you don't send me a DM with your answer to the question of the week, but if you just mention me in the general channel, I'll be able to check them. And so, You can do what Tardises did and send me a mention on the main chat, and I'll be able to check what your favorite games or, you know, happy games are. I don't know. While I do that, and while you send me some guesses for Say My Name, let's play some more music. So I promised this, and so I'm a man of my word, and let's talk about drugs again. But still, please, don't do drugs. That's clearly what this song is about. From Sega Touring Car Championship, this is So High. Don't get high. Please don't.
Is social. Like us at facebook.com/Radio Sega and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Radio Sega. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
The Manic Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega.
This was a request by Neem Yujin, and a good one as well, from Power Drift, the arcade version. We had Artistic Traps E-Course, very good track. Actually, we should all request more Power Drift tracks on Radio Sega. That and other classic games, you know, we need more arcade music, we need Club Sega back as well. Yeah, so tweet at I Need Fruit. Use the hashtag bring back the French maid. I just made that up, but it's a good hashtag. Bring back the French maid. Yeah, let's use this as you know, our public petition to bring back Club Sega to Radio Sega. I'm all up for it, so you just need to tweet at I Need Fruit. Or just send him DMs on Discord as well. He's I Need Fruit there as well. Before that we had Back to the Fire, Stage 1, Hydra from Thunder Force 3, requested by Veritex, and the first track was So High from Sega Touring Car Championship, requested by me, because of drugs and such. I say, haha, French mate, hashtag don't tell Casey. Yeah, good times. Anyway, so I'm still waiting for your guesses for Semaname. This is a hard word, apparently. People are complaining. You're all a bunch of pussies. It's so hard. It's so easy, I mean. Actually, it's hard, but it's so easy. Why are you not Googling? No? Why is your Google or Googling game so bad this week? I don't know. Anyway, I've asked what your games, you know, what games you play when you feel sick or just depressed, etc. Tardises said the game would be Super Robot Wars Original Generations, because there is this one girl in that game whose voice and other things I simply adore. Yeah, nice. I'm not familiar with this franchise, but I know there are a few fans of it. Few to say the least. But yeah, that's good. That's a good one. Whatever makes you happy, I guess. Also, Rexy said something. Going to my happy place cheers me up, and I learned that I feel comforted. Going back to the games of my past, Sonic and Knuckles is the obvious one, mostly for the lock-on tech being a deal back in the day. Plus, I could hook it up with other cards to do a bumper-sized adventure. Sonic 3, play as Knuckles in another game, Sonic 2, or get my mind challenged by random special stages, other cards. Yeah, that and Knuckles. Yeah, definitely. Rexy says there are official English releases on GBA if you're interested. I can say that I am. I think you mean the Super Robot Wars thingy. I can say that I am especially interested. I have to say, this whole conversation reminds me of a game, Akiba's Trip, which is a game that I bought for the PS4 some time ago, after hearing about it during several episodes, actually, of Sega Addicts AM, and after reading some tweets about it by Brett of Sega Addicts as well. And it's quite an interesting game and quite an interesting experience, because in order to win some battles, you need to strip people. Yes, take off their clothes. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting game. But especially the best part is Club Sega. You get to see Club Sega in all its glory, because it's a very faithful recreation of that part of Tokyo. And so, it's quite interesting to see the length they went to recreate that. However, you just need to strip people. Just take off their clothes. And if you press different buttons on your gamepad, you try to strip different parts of their clothing. Yeah. I think it's X button for the pants. Square for, you know, the top part, so shirts and stuff, and triangle for glasses and hats and stuff. I think that's how it works. I can't remember, I haven't played it in a while, but I think that's it. However, if you don't, you need to beat them up a bit first, so if they're strong enough, they will resist your stripping efforts. What the hell am I talking about? Yes, that's I'm talking about a video game, people. yes, parents listening into this friendly, family-friendly show, that I'm talking about stripping people in a video game on Radio Sega, just like Trini said, because Japan. So that's, I think, a good enough reason for me to talk about this. You know, just because of
Japan.
You know, yeah. Anyway, I said I wouldn't talk too much, so let me know if you have other games that you like and you play when you're feeling bad. I've been playing a lot of The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild still, yes. I've also played a bit of Super Bomberman R because I'm addicted to my Switch, but I still need to, you know, find everything in Zelda Breath of the Wild. That game is so addictive. It's crazy. It's crazy. Really, I can't. I can barely spend a day without playing that. So yeah, hopefully, in April I'll leave that behind and dedicate myself to Sega games and Sega related games. So that's a plus. Anyway, music now. Some requests and a track from myself, because I like this one and I want something stronger. You might even say that I want something darker than black. By Kruai. This is the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega.
Can you till next Sunday? This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
outright a crisis. That's what I need to do, you know, to avoid this, the current crisis. Outright it. The Mickey version, actually, featuring Katsuhiro Funky Cage Hayashi. I like this nickname, Funky KH. Katsuhiro Hayashi. Maybe I can be Funky KC. Jeremy KC? Always sick this year, KC? Yeah, so that was the request by Shedded. Before that we had Subsong 1 from Outrun Europa, the C64 version. And the first request by JD, by the way. And the first track was Darker Than Black, an OC remix by Kuai. Quite good one, actually, as well. Well, so I have to say we have a few people with correct guesses for Say My Name, by the way. So that means we have people with 15 points, which is quite surprising. Your Googling game is, you know, on point, apparently. But let's see. I think we need another clue somehow, because most people haven't got it yet. So, let's do this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Oh, yeah. What a nice picture. You know, this is, I believe, from an anime. New Mugen just posted a screenshot with a Model 1 Mega Drive, a Mega CD, and a 32X. Very good, very good. The Tower of Power! Amazing. Anyway, so, clue number 3. Let me just remind you of the previous clues. Has green eyes and brown hair. Has a sister called Margaret. Clue number 3 is the son of a high-ranking official in his republic. Is the son of a high-ranking official in his republic. So if you know who this is, who this person, who this Sega character is, send me a DM on Discord, and maybe you'll get 10 points. You're not playing for 10 points, so don't waste any more time Googling if you already know it. If you don't, waste some time, Google hard, and send me your answer. Maybe you'll get 10 points. Who knows? Who knows? In the meantime, let's play more music. My voice is failing me now, so let's play more music. I'll come back afterwards for some chatting, and let's start with a request by Veritex. This is Night Gear from Cyber Speedway. We'll be right back.
Sega, the number one source for Sega music on the internet since 2006. Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday. The Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Thank you, Rexy, for requesting that. So yet another remix of from the Soundwaves album, another Echo remix. Viper feels my pain now. After I did a Simpsons reference, you know, I made a Simpsons reference and no one else understood it. I'm sad. Hi, Super Nintendo Chalmers. I'm learning. Yes, it's a Simpsons reference, and my nose is something. Is a Simpsons reference as well. Yeah. My voice is a Simpsons reference. Everything is a Simpsons reference. Yeah, so, we just played the Globe Holder. Pokerus featuring KBT. We also had Haunted Ship Act 1 and 2 mix from Sonic Rush Adventure, because we had Night Gear from Cyber Speedway, aka Grand Chaser, requested by Veritex. This Haunted Ship track is something that quite reminds me of a 2 Unlimited track. I'll need to get it. Actually, I can try to play it if you give me a few minutes or seconds, perhaps. It kind of reminds me of a 2 Unlimited track. I'll try to find it and play it. Probably they sampled it. I don't know. Yeah. Ralph from The Simpsons is the best. Yeah. Anyway. So what's been going on? Oh, this has been going on as well. This. Yeah. Anyway, Noot. It's time for me to talk about something else. The Sega Lounge. So, last week we didn't have a new episode of the Sega Lounge. So we did a rerun of an old episode, as voted by you guys on Twitter. So we had a choice between This is not a good day for me. Between the TJ Davis, that's the one I remember right now. Corey Marshall episode as well. So you guys voted for the TJ Davis episode, which is great, and that's the one we actually aired last week. And apparently TJ Davis is interested in coming back to the Sega Lounge, so maybe we'll have her. In the next few months, we need to schedule something, and so if you're interested in having the legendary, the lovely TJ Davis back on the Sega Lounge, let us know. So hashtag bring back the French maid, hashtag bring back TJ Davis, or maybe you can combine the two and maybe bring back TJ Davis the French maid. That's a good hashtag, you know. Yeah. So that's what I was going to talk about, but there's more than that. So hopefully this week we'll have a proper all new episode of the Sega Lounge. So unless I die or get even more ill than I am today, we'll have a new episode of the Sega Lounge this Thursday with a brand new guest and all the usual stuff like memories of Sega and the news desk with Shattered that all returns this week. Next week we'll have yet another episode, so you know, hopefully we'll get back on track with our special guests and all of that. However, since last week's rerun was a success, maybe we'll do it eventually. So when we don't have the time or the chance to get someone on the show, we'll do another Twitter poll and, you know, ask you guys which past episode of the show you would like to hear again, and we'll do another rerun. But for now, let's try to get back on track and bring back a new episodes of the Sega Lounge every Thursday at 8 p.m. Western Europe time for you guys to enjoy. Again, if you have people who you'd like us to interview on the Sega Lounge, let us know. Send me an email to kc@radiosega.net with some suggestions. Maybe people from the community who you think do an awesome job in promoting their beloved franchises, or maybe Sega as a whole. People who we haven't had yet on the show. People who you think should come back as well. Industry people. People from Sega's past, Sega's present, not future, because, you know, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. Jamie says, I still would like Jaleel White. That's a good suggestion. Why not? Why not try to have Jaleel White on the Sega Lounge? Yeah, maybe we can have a Sega Lounge challenge dedicated to, you know, less known facts about Urkel or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's something I would like for you to do. Just, you know, send me an email or a DM on Discord or a private message on the Radio Sega forums with your suggestions for guests who should be on future episodes of the Sega Lounge. Why not reach for the stars? Because that sucks. Yes. So, let's get on with the show. Let's play more music. And this time we have a request by II1980. I wholeheartedly support this request. This is an awesome tune. I love this one. From Yakuza 0, this is Judgment Shinpan, the Full Spec Edition.
Justice, justice.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
This one goes out to dedicated listener Casey, who's not feeling so well today.
Stand up to the winner now. You can defeat him. Your cold eyes, your heart burns like a fire now as you receive him. Take it away from all that came before you. As his grit takes a hold of you, you can't escape it. Forget all the rules that they taught you as you make your play. Gone.
Manic Monday Show.
Surprise, yes. Obviously requested by Jamie, this is stage one of Quartet, aka Double Target, the Master System version. Rick says this reminds me of Tails' theme. No, it doesn't. It reminds you of Sonic's theme, actually. It reminds you of It Doesn't Matter, right? It reminds you of this. And then somewhere along the way we have... Anyway, that was a request by Jamie. Before that we had Stand Tall, requested by KC, dedicated to KC. You know, you suck, but stand tall. You are very, very sick, but stand tall. You probably stink as well. Smell of sweat, so go take a shower. And the first one was Judgment, Shinpan, which is actually not tagged correctly on the 24/7 stream because I haven't got around to editing that. So it's Judgment Referee on the 24/7 stream, but now that we have the English version of the you know, the localized version of the game, we can actually use the correct names. So, if you play Yakuza 0, you have Judgment Shinpan, And so that's what it should be called, and it will soon be called that on RadioSega.net as well. That was a request by II1980. I said I would play a 2 Unlimited track, but I can't really find the one that I was looking for. Reminds me of Haunted Ship from Sonic Rush Adventure. Yes, I know there's no limit. There's no limit to my insanity either, but that's not the track, actually. Unless you think I should play No Limit. Maybe I should play a bit of No Limit. Maybe when I come back. Anyway, I don't have time for that. So, this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Rick asks, 2 Unlimited made another song? They actually have lots of, you know, moderately known songs. I wouldn't say well known, but moderately known songs, you know. That's, there's Get Ready for This, as Rexy said. There's Nothing Like the Rain, which is another one that I like. I'm crazy for 90s music, actually. Yeah, 90s and 80s. So maybe I'll just play one of them in a bit. Who knows? Anyway, Say My Name. And Say My Name is a game, a crazy game that we play on this show. And so some people are struggling after that, those first three correct guesses. No one got it with the third clue, so maybe we really need a fourth clue, a fourth and final clue, so let's see. So, let me just remind you of the previous clues. Has green eyes and brown hair, has a sister called Margaret, is the son of a high-ranking official in his republic. Clue number four is the main character of Shining Force 3 in the West, but is also the main character from Shining Force 3 Scenario 1 in Japan. So maybe that helps, you know. But if you're just looking at Western games, is the main character from Shining Force 3. Yeah, so that's our final clue. 5 points now to get if you guess it correctly. And while you look for that, I'm gonna play an 8-minute long track from Radio DC. This is the theme from Phantasy Star 3, as you truly imagine it. Or maybe not. You know what to expect from Radio DC. This should actually not be in the stream, in the 24/7 stream.
A cozy nightclub.
Yeah.
Where you have a fine jazz band.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna get acquainted with a group of very interesting people.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, This is the last song on Radio DC.
Yeah.
The Phantasy Star 3.
Yeah. What he said.
Thank you.
this time it's me, yeah. But who knows what will happen next? It's a crazy track. What's happening now? What sounds are these? Oh God. I'm sorry, parents. They're eating very delicious food. That's what's happening here. Anyway, the theme from Phantasy Star 3, which is actually what matters here, right? From Radio DC. A very, very honest request here from me. If you happen to come across the other Radio DC albums, I think there's like three or four of them. We only have one. So if you happen to come across the other Radio DC albums, please, please send them to me, because I would love to play more Radio DC tracks on Radio Sega. This is the way that, you know, original composers actually envision their tracks to be played on a radio station. So they obviously, you know, composed the music, imagining that one day someone would play some sex sounds and some interesting Japanese or French dialogue over them on the radio. So that's actually what this should be about. So Radio DC and the theme from Phantom 3. I regret nothing. Anyway, I told you I would play a 2 Unlimited track. So maybe I will. And maybe I'll use it as talkpad for this final segment of the show. Why not? Let's pause this. And maybe, oops, like this. And maybe play this instead. Let me hear you say yeah.
Let me say yeah!
Let me hear you say yeah.
Let me say yeah!
So, to the soothing, somewhat, sounds of 2 Unlimited and No Limit, we will just talk about some final stuff. This was certainly a crazy show, crazy episode of the show. That's why it's called the Manic Monday Show. Anything can happen, especially when your host is not doing so well. Jamie says, my mother has this on single vinyl with the B-side remix. Yeah, this was my jam. Yeah. There's no limit. No. Okay, this is making me feel a bit better, I have to admit.
No limit.
Yeah, not yet. Anyway, so, say my name, right? Yeah, there's that.
For the sky. No valley too deep. No valley too high.
Anyway, yeah.
Say my name, say my name. Say my name, say my name.
What have you done, peeps? Yeah. So, say my name, say my name. I can't focus. I haven't even updated my leaderboard spreadsheet. So let's listen to this a bit more. Actually, there's a limit. The limit is 20 points each week on Say My Name. That's the top score you can get each week, but yet no one got it this week because people suck. So what happened this week? Please. So people got 15 points and some people got 5 points. No one got 10 points, strangely, and no one got 20. So, yeah, that's weird. So, this means we're finally getting somewhere when it comes to finding our top 3, maybe top 2. Top 3 is still a bit blurry, but let's see what happens next week. So, this week's clues. We had a character who had... Let's see. So, clues. Green eyes and brown hair. Has a sister called Margaret. Is the son of a high-ranking official in his republic. And is the main character of Shining Force 3. Or, if you're a Japanese fan, Shining Force 3 Scenario 1. Because in Japan, there were actually 3 Shining Force 3 games. Shining Force 3 Scenario 1, scenario 2 and scenario 3, but in the West we only got the first one, so that's what people know as Channel 4 Stray. So, you know, and that means that this week's character was Symbios from Shining Force 3. Let me hear you say yeah. Yes. So this means what happened. Focus, Kissy. Tweenie, Doom Girl, and Veritex got 5 points. Rick, Jamie, and Opus Science got 15 points. And so this means, in the overall leaderboards of this current edition of Say My Name, we have True, II1980, Sarah Rose 96, and Ryan with 15 points. Opus Science with 40 points. With 50 points, we have Doom Girl, Tweenie, and Veritex, joint third place of sorts. Second place, Rick with 55 points. And current leader, we have Jamie 64326 with 60 points. Let me hear you say yeah, yeah. So yeah, so this is interesting. This is interesting. So Jamie is in the lead right now with 60 points. Let's see what happens next week with another Say My Name, with hopefully a host that's feeling better, because you know there's really no limit to what we can do when. So yeah, there's no limit to what we can do when we play to unlimited songs on Radio Sega. So let's stop this, otherwise I won't be able to focus and say what I have to say until the end of the show. So thank you again so much for joining me. This was actually quite a regular show. Regular episode of the Manic Monday Show, episode 30 of season 2 of the show, so there's something to celebrate. We're reaching the end of the season, if you think about it, so let's make it count. Hopefully the next few months will be more interesting. Hopefully I'll feel better for the next few months of the show, and hopefully we'll have prizes to give away in the next few months in those special editions of Say My Name, those under pressure editions of the game. I have something to discuss that I will, something for you to think about for next week. So on the 10th, on April 10th, so 2 weeks from now, I won't be able to do a show live. So that's, I says, Casey, not that I always want you being ill, but this has been a great show. Actually better than usual. I'm not sure if I should feel happy or sad. So on April 10th, I won't be able to do the show live. So I have a question for you guys. Should I pre-record the show and air it on April 10th, as per usual? Should I air it on Sunday, April 9th at 10 p.m. after the Sunday Fun Day, or should I air it on Wednesday, April 12th at the regular time of 8 p.m. So something for you to think about, and let me know next week what you think should be done. Should we have a Manic Sunday show, a Manic Monday pre-recorded show, or a Manic Wednesday show? You decide. Vote now. Call 0118999 8. No, not that. Maybe we'll do a Twitter poll during next week's show or something. Jamie says take that week off. If I should have, you know, taken this week off because of my condition, but you know. Veritex says pre-recorded sucks. I agree, pre-recorded sucks. So I'm leaning towards Wednesday. But you guys decide. We'll see. Doom Girl, this has been the best show ever. Get sick more often, KC. Thank you. Thank you for those kind words. you're all fired. Yeah, so think about that. In the meantime, radiose.ga/shows for all our current and future shows, soon to be added to that list when I'm feeling a bit better and have more time. The Topical Resort, coming to you live this Friday at 7 p.m. Western Europe time, right before Sega Mixer Drive. So joining Rexy in our lineup of Radio Sega Live shows on Friday, we have Viper. Yay, so that's something to look forward to this Friday, with Viper. Tweety just posted a pic of the Sonic show, the Summer of Sonic, I imagine YouTube page or Sonic show page, YouTube page, and someone said, "Are these the real Crush 40? I didn't imagine an Asian and a chubby middle-aged dude." Yeah. So yeah. Okay, so that means we'll be back next week. The Sega Lounge airs Thursday at 8 p.m. Topical Resort airs Friday at 7 p.m. All of these Western Europe times. So check Radio SE. .ga/shows for all the times in your time zone. Next show, the Chart Hopping Show, tomorrow at 8 p.m. Western Europe time as well. And I will be back next week with another Manic Monday show. Less perfect, apparently, because that's when the show is more fun. Maybe. I had something planned for this week that maybe I'll be able to do next week. The return of something that people used to enjoy. Who knows what'll happen. I will leave you with a track by Richard Jakes featuring Miss TJ Davis. What a lovely voice she has. I wanted to play I Can Still Believe, but we've played that last week on that rerun episode of the Sega Lounge. So let's go with something more... no more sexy and naughty, okay? So, from Metropolis Street Racer, this is You Can Love Me. I'll be back next week. Keep listening to Radio Sega. RadioSE.ga/shows. Bye-bye.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.